see this following time. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so we're going to start with a song that we sang last year as well, but this is one of my favorite songs. So we're singing a song by our brother Matt Redman called Your Grace Finds Me. So, all right. And Olma's gonna start us off. One thing I just want to call out about this song, which I love, and that I know that it talks a lot about different phases of our lives. And I know in particular this past year, there are some folks that that went off to be with the Lord. And so the song talks about, in verse 1, 2, 3, it says, is there on the wedding day there in the weeping by the graveside. And it also talks about how in the very breath that we breathe, so every day, it's not just when in certain phases of our lives, but just even every day, sometimes we just need the Lord's grace every day just to get through the day. And so that's what I love so much about this song. So maybe what we'll do is we'll just sing the first two verses, and then we'll sing the chorus, and then we'll close, and then we'll go to the next song. Okay? So is that cool, Alma? Okay, great. On the mountain top, there in the everyday and the mundane, and there in the sorrow and the dancing, your great grace, oh such grace. From the creation to the cross, into eternity, your grace finds me. Yes, your grace finds me. From the creation to the cross, there from the cross into so the next song we're going to sing is a song called Man of Sorrows. Does anyone know this song? Just curious. All right, don't lie. No one lies here. Okay, you're not supposed to lie here. Okay, raise them high. Raise them high. Okay, great. Excellent. Excellent. Okay, cool. So I love this song. This song, it's really, the lyrics are fantastic. And usually, so this song talks about our Lord Jesus. And what's really cool about it is that there's a bridge. And usually the bridge, I tend to just skip when we sing in a venue like this because it sort of adds more time. But if we can go to the bridge real quick, Isabel, it's great. Like it says, it goes into the song and then the chorus, and then it goes, now my debt is paid. It is paid in full that my... Sorry, I can't read that far. That by the precious blood that my Jesus spilled. I mean, you can't get any better in terms of lyrics than that bridge. So so hopefully, brothers and sisters, you can enjoy this song. Okay, so Alma's going to lead us. Give me 1 second, Alma. I gotta find. Okay, here. All right, cool. Alma, you wanna start us off?
Of sorrows, Lamb of God, by his own betrayed, the sin of men and wrath of God has been on Jesus laid. Silent as he stood accused, beaten, mocked, and scorned. Salvation, where your love poured out over me, now my soul cries out, hallelujah.
Okay, we all got it? Okay, it's a great song, right? We're gonna start over from the top, okay? Everyone got it? All right, let's do it. Okay, ready? Almost, take it from the top, okay.
Man of sorrows, Lamb of God, by his own betrayed, the sin of man and wrath of God has been on Jesus laid. Silent as he stood accused, beaten, mocked, and scorned, bowing to the Father's will, he took a crown. My debt is paid, it is paid in full by the precious blood that my Jesus spilled. Now the curse of sin has no hold on me, though the Son set free, oh, is free indeed. Oh, that rugged cross, my salvation.
Okay, great. So we're going to sing a song that we sang last year. So Oma, why don't you, I'm going to ask Oma to come over here. Now, Oma's been great. She's been sick, but she's been still practicing. So thank you. All right. So, okay. So we're going to go to Only You. Okay, so we sang this last year, right? So this one has a guy, brothers and a sister's part. Does everyone remember this? Yeah? Everyone remembers, right? Okay, cool. So the hard part about this, it goes, so the brothers are going to say, only you. And then the sisters are going to say, can shake the mountains. And then we're going to do that. But the key part is in the second verse, if we go to second verse, then the sisters have to lead, okay? So the sisters are going to say, tell me who. And then the brothers are going to say, can look inside me. All right? So sisters, you got to remember that the second verse, you got to come in. Okay? All right? You with me? Okay, cool. Hold on. So can you see over there? Or are you good? Wait, it's a little small, right? Okay. Okay, here you go. Okay. Right there. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, let's give it a... Sorry. Okay.
Only you. Look inside me.
Tell me who
can purify me.
Tell me who
still loves me deeply, more than I understand. Only you.
Here, we're gonna do it for the top again, okay?
Only you.
Shake the mountain.
Only you.
Only
you.
Hold the
in the palm of your hand. Look inside me.
Tell me who
can purify me.
Tell me who
still loves me deeply, more than I understand. Only you. With the word you spoke, the heavens into place, scattered stars and gave the earth its frame. What is man that you should touch him with your grace? And who am I, oh God, that you should know my name? Only you.
Shake the mountain.
Only you.
Calm the ocean.
Only you.
Hold the heavens
in the palm of your hand.
Tell me who
can look inside me. Purify me.
Tell me who
still loves me deeply, more than I understand. Only you. With the word you spoke, the heavens into play, scattered stars and gave the earth its frame. What is man that you should touch him with your grace? And who am I, oh God, that you should know my name? Only you.
Shake the mountain.
Only you.
Calm the ocean.
Only you.
Hold the heavens
in the palm of your hands.
Tell me who
can look inside me.
Tell me who
can purify me. Love me deeply, more than I understand. Only you.
All right, that was great. All right, and so for our last song, this one may be a little new to some people, so it's called My Savior, My God. Great. So this song, actually, can I see, does anyone know this song? Can I see your hands raised? Okay, I see Jeff and Eunice, basically. All right, hands raised, young people? Okay, well, actually, it's not. So this song is actually written by a sister in 1870. It's Dorothy Greenwell, and it's a wonderful song. The words are fantastic, and it was actually in, it's an old hymn, in a hymnal, not in our hymnal, but in other hymnals. And it was made into music, and this brother was reading it in his church, and the words just really touched him. And so he kind of like modernized it, and he added like a chorus to it. So the chorus is a little fast, but we'll get through it together, okay? So Oh, sorry, I need to put a capo real quick. Not skilled to understand what God has willed and God has planned. I only know that His right hand stands one who is my Savior. I take Him at His word and deed. Christ died to save me this I do. And in my heart I find a need of Him who be my Savior, that He would leave His place on high and come for sinful men to die. You count it strange, so am filled I. My Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior's always there for me. My God, He was, my God, He is, my God is always gonna be. My Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior's always there for me. My God, He was, my Savior is, my God is always gonna be. Okay, all right, so everyone get it? All right, so it kind of goes a little slow at the beginning, and then it sort of like picks up in the chorus, all right? So why don't we take it from the top, okay? I am not skilled to understand what God has willed and God has planned. I know that His right hand stands one who is my Savior. I take Him at His word and deed. Christ died to save me, this I read. And in my heart I find the need of Him to be my Savior, that He would leave His place on high and come for sinful men to die. You count it strange, so one could I. Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior's always there for me. My God, He was, my God, He is, my God is always gonna be. My Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior's always there for me. My God, He was, my God, He is, my God is always gonna be. Yes, living, dying, let me breathe. My soul is from the spring, that He who lives will be my King. Once died to be my Savior, that He would leave His place on high and come for sinners to die. You count it strange, so once did I. Before I knew my Savior. My Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior's always there for me. my God. He was my God. He is my God. Is always gonna be my Savior. Love, my Savior lives. My Savior's always there for me. My God, He was my God. He is my God. Is always gonna be. On high and come for sinful man to die. You count it strange, so once did I. Before I knew my Savior, my Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior's always there for me. My God, He was, my God, He is. My God is always gonna be. My Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior's always there for me. My God, He was, my God, He is. My God is always gonna be. All right, why don't we close in prayer. Alma, you want to pray?
Dear Lord, thank you so much for bringing us here today, Lord, that we're able to, Lord, just give our hearts to you, Lord, to sing these praises to you, Lord, to remember, Lord, Lord, that you love us, Lord, that you sacrificed yourself for us, and Lord, that you gave yourself up, that you came on this earth to die for each and every one of us, Lord. So now we can call you our Savior and we can call you our God. And Lord, I just pray that these hymns and these songs may truly, Lord, be pleasing to you, Lord, that it may be lifted up to your throne, Lord. And I just pray that even as we leave the conference, Lord, that these songs may live in our hearts, Lord, and that whenever, Lord, we feel alone, Lord, that we can just be reminded, Lord, that you are always with us, Lord, that you will never leave us. And we thank you, and we love you, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. And Lord, his song says, I am not skilled to understand what you've willed and what you've planned. But one thing that we do know is that your right hand stands one who is my Savior. And so, Lord, we just bow before you. We bow before you, our Lord Jesus, Lord, that you took our place. And Lord, one thing we do know is that you love us. And that you live, and because you live, we can live. And Lord, because you live, we can look forward to each day. Lord, thank you, Lord, for this retreat. We thank you for the words that have been prepared over months. And Lord, we pray that you would reach into our hearts. Lord, may the rest of this day be yours. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters. If you, for kids, if you consider yourself a kid, please go to the back, and we have plans for you. So please go to the back. Thank you. Thanks, Alma.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
感谢主, 我们在一起, 三个下午我们有一点的见证的交通。
We thank the Lord. These three afternoons, we are going to have some sharing in terms of testimonies.
本来应该是孙弟兄在这里, 因为他说他80多岁了, 不能一天讲两堂, 所以我只有上来顶一顶。
And originally it was going to be brother son who's going to be here, but he said he's in his 80s. He cannot speak twice a day, and so that's why I'm here.
我愿意在这里跟弟兄姊妹交通一点，我一生在神的家里面所蒙的大恩。
So I'd like to share with brothers and sisters the tremendous grace that I have received in the house of God.
或者是说，我这53年来在这里教会的生活。
Or to say the talk about my church life in during the last 53 years.
我想很多弟兄姊妹都知道，我可能是在这里。 最早的一批弟兄姊妹
And maybe many of you know that I'm one of the brothers and sisters who've been here from the earliest time.
从1972年，我在读本科的时候，给同学带到教会里面来，我就一直活在这样一个大的恩典的里面。
So since 1972, I was still studying in my undergrads, and I was brought by my fellow student into the house of God, and I've been living in this body, in this church, with brothers and sisters.
我以前讲过，我是一个很糟糕的基督徒。
I talked about this before. I used to be a pretty bad Christian.
我来了6个月都没有想过要去教会。
And I've been here for 6 months, and during that time, I've never thought about going to church.
一天一个同学说，你要不要去教会啊？
And so one day, a friend asked me, do you want to go to church?
我说我好像是基督徒应该去教会的。And
I said, well, since I'm a Christian, I think I feel like I should go to church.
结果一带就带到 2209 Van Ness Avenue, San Francisco, 那里。 一个小的聚会
And so I was taken to 2209 in Venice in San Francisco. That was a small gathering there.
那我一进去，那个时候王弟兄还没有来，是一位霍弟兄在那里。他每一次我坐在那里，好像是 Joseph 坐那个位置，我就觉得他指着我的鼻子在骂我。
At that time, Brother Wong has not joined the gathering yet, and that time was Brother Falk. And he was speaking and sharing, and I would sit in the front, front few rows, and every time when he spoke, I felt like he was rebuking me.
从那个时候我就给抓住了。
At that time, I was grabbed.
就没有离开过这里弟兄姊妹。
And I never departed from the brothers and sisters here.
好不好我们读两处圣经。
Shall we start by reading some Bible verses?
都是非常熟悉的，第一处是以弗所书第1章23节。
And these are familiar verses to us, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23.
以弗所书第1章23节。
Ephesians 1, 23.
教会是基督的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
The church, which is his body, the body of Christ, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
或者是教会是成为基督的丰满，是充满万有者的丰满。
And this church is the fullness of Christ, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
第二处呢，是以弗所书第3章17到19节。
The second place is Ephesians 3, verse 17 to verse 19.
以弗所书3章第17节说。 使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
我们低头再有一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们战惊恐惧站到你的跟前。
Lord, we stand trembling before you.
我们在这里要述说你的恩典。
We will tell of your grace.
我们在这里要高举你的名。
We will exalt your name here.
我们看到你要借着教会，主啊，成为那盛装你丰满的一个器皿。
That you would use this church as the vessel to hold, to contain your fullness.
也叫我们众人实在进到这样的大恩里面去。
And allow us all to enter into such great grace.
我们把这点时间交在主的手中。
We commit the following time into your hand.
愿你得着一切的荣耀。
May you gain all the glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 我们知道诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬神的手段。
And we know the heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands.
我们的弟兄已经讲过，神说你要问我在何等样的居所，哪里是我得安息的地方呢？
Now, Lord, our brother has asked, God had asked, where will I find my dwelling place? Where will I find a place of rest?
但是在神的心意里面，他就寻找到一个器皿，把他的丰富放在里面。
But in God's heart, he is looking for a vessel, an instrument, so that he could put his fullness into it.
这个器皿就是基督的身体，基督的心腹，他在地上的教会。
And this vessel is the church of Christ, is his bride, is church on this earth.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天都活在地上。
Brothers and sisters, we today are living on this earth.
但是我们都知道，如果你问一个问题，说你住在哪里？
But we all know that if you ask this question, where do you live?
当我们说你住在 San Francisco, 你住在 Virginia.
Of course, you say, oh, I live in San Francisco, or you live in Virginia.
但是当你真正在问你住在哪里呀？
But when you truly ask, where do you live?
我们说我们是住在基督里，对不对？这是标准答案。
We say that, and we answer with the standard answer, we live in Christ, or we dwell, abide in Christ.
但是我们具体的真正能够进到基督的丰富里，不光是你个人跟主的关系。
But when we truly enter into that riches, the abundance of Christ, it's not only an individual issue.
刚才我们读的是与众圣徒一同来明白神的爱是多么的长阔高深，以至于你们的爱才能够有根有基。
And we read earlier is to compare with all the saints, and that is the breadth and length and the height and the depth, and then your love can be rooted and grounded in love.
我都不敢想象，这过去这五十三年。我是怎么走过来的啊
？I cannot imagine how I walked through the past 53 years.
但是我是弟兄姊妹都知道，在我们这里聚会的，我们主日聚会是从早上九点钟、十点钟一堂、十一点一堂，一直搞到下午，然后年轻人还舍不得走，又有什么唱诗，又有什么。查经。
People whom we gather together, we know that every Sunday morning we start at 9 a.m. and we have another session at 10 and then 11. And then after lunch, sometimes the young people will still have other meetings, either singing or Bible study.
弟兄姊妹，这不是只是一个做礼拜而已。
It's not just to be there, to sit there for a message.
这是一个教会的生活。
And this is the church life.
我记得我们以前的聚会，我们不单单礼拜天搞了大半天。
And I remember in the past when we gathered on Sundays, not even just on Sundays.
我们刚刚开始的时候，王弟兄来了以后，礼拜天下午，大概四点钟就到他家里去唱诗歌。
And I remember when Brother Wong first came over on Sunday afternoons at 4 o'clock, we would go to his house and we'll sing together.
我们唱圣诗，但是我们也唱一些艺术歌歌曲。
And we would sing hymns, we would also sing other more artsy songs.
我回过头来啊，我跟 Fanny 能够走在一起啊，跟这个唱诗有关系的。
And when I reflect on this, I realize that Fanny and I could get together was, has to do with these songs.
但是我们就是弟兄姊妹在一起生活。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, when we live together.
礼拜二有查经，礼拜四有祷告，礼拜五还有聚会。
And so Tuesday nights we have Bible study, and Thursday we have prayer meeting, and Friday night we have another meeting.
弟兄姊妹就是这样进到生活的里面。
And this is how we enter into this life.
我实在觉得是主的吸引。
I truly feel it's the Lord who draws us.
大家知道王弟兄讲道不是那么容易听的啊。
And you all know that it's not so easy to listen to Brother Wong's messages.
他是把他的思路绕来绕去，然后把他怎么样在圣经里面看到的东西，希望把你引到那个思路里面去。
And he would go around and around and what he had learned from the Bible, and he would try to lead you down the same path.
你稍微一走神，你就 get lost.
And it's easy if your mind wander off just a little bit, you would get lost.
但是他是很重的，把神的心意放在我们的跟前。
But he is really truly pouring his heart out, his heavy burden before us.
我就是这样被神抓到神的家里面来。
And this is the way I was grabbed and placed into the house of God.
我记得当时我们也有一点一些年轻人，但是很少。
And remember at that time we have some young people, not that many.
那我是一个留学生。
I was an international student.
那个时候大概只有两个留学生在我们当中。
I think there were only two of us international students.
所以有些年长的弟兄姊妹们就非常关心我们。
And so there were some elder brothers and sisters. They really took care of us.
我记得每个星期五呢，刚来的时候，是在那个时候我们没有会所，在杨弟兄家吃饭，然后有聚会。每个星期我们都 looking forward， 因为只有那一天还有中国饭吃。
Every Friday night we would gather. We didn't have a church building, so we would gather at Brother Young's house and we would have a meal together. And then we'll have the Bible study, but that would be the only time during the week that we'll have Chinese to eat.
我们偶尔也有一些活动。
And sometimes we would have some activities.
我最记得的是1972年十月一号，我们欢送谭振元弟兄去当兵。
I remember
Jason.
In 1972, first of October, we had a sent off for Brother Jason Tam, for he was enlisted going to the military.
因为那个时候越战的尾声还是有 draft 的，他给 draft 去当兵去了。
And he was drafted to join the military. That was towards the end of the Vietnam War.
大概那个时候。我记得那天晚上我数了一下，大概有40个人，大概有20个人呢，我们四部分开唱诗来欢送他。
I remember there were about 40 people gathered together that evening, and around 20 of us would sing in four parts, and we would sing together to send him off.
那首诗歌我到现在还记得。
I remember that hymn till today.
就是主必保守我。
And the hymn is, He will hold me fast.
因为你知道他那个时候是20岁。
You know, at that time, he was 20 years old. He was a relatively new believer.
就去当美国兵，我们很怕他出去以后就失败了。
And we were afraid that he might fail after he was sent away.
所以我们就说唱了一首诗歌呢，说有时我怕信心失丧，主能保守我；有时诱惑甚难抵挡，主必保守我。主必保守我，主必保守我，因我救主如此爱我，他能，他要保守我。
And so this is the lyrics of the hymn. When I fear my faith will fail, Christ will hold me fast. When the tempter would prevail, he would hold me fast. The Lord will hold me fast. He will hold me fast. For my Savior loves me so, he will hold me fast.
我记得那时候我的唱诗歌，我想我的声音不好，不要唱给你们听了。
I remember I was singing it back then, but now my voice is not so good. I will not sing now.
感谢主，神是信实的。
I thank the Lord, God is faithful.
不单单叫我们弟兄活着回来啊。
Not only our brother came back alive.
而且是教会的长老。
And he's became the elder of our church.
我们实在看到，当我们扎根在神的家里面一起生活的时候，主必保守我们。
And we see when we are rooted in the church, in the love of God, and then the Lord will hold us fast.
在神的家里面生活呢，我觉得是很容易的。
I feel that living in the house of God is quite easy.
尤其是年轻人，因为大家都爱你。
Especially for young people, because everyone loves them.
我不知道你们这些年轻人有没有良心啊。
I don't know you young people whether you have a conscience.
我们是存着感恩的心啊。我们以前王弟兄家呢，吃饭不像你们现在，我们只是一味款待。
And I don't know about you, but when we used to go to eat at Brother Wang's house, we would have only one dish.
因为王师母跟两个女儿在香港，是王弟兄带着一个瞎眼的老父亲住在这里。
And because a sister, Brother Wang's wife, sister Wang, and two daughters, they were still staying in Hong Kong. So it's just Brother Wang and his father, who's blind, and they were living here.
他买了一个每一个礼拜买一个很大的 smoke picnic， 记得是六毛九一磅，大概有七八磅，煮一大锅汤，加上一点这个 cabbage， 然后我蒸点馒头，这就是我们。每个礼拜的美食。
And every week he would buy a huge chunk of meat, a smoked ham or a smoked picnic, for 69 cents per pound, 7 or 8 pounds. He put in a big pot, cooked into soup, add some cabbage, and we'll also steam some buns, and that will be our dinner, our meal.
但是弟兄姊妹，重点是在不是吃，重点是在聚在。
The focus is not on eating, but the main point was for us to be together.
那个时候我们实在觉得生活简单，但是非常的甘甜。
And we feel that the living or the life there is quite simple, but it's also very sweet.
我们这些年轻人是被爱、被接待的。
We as young people, we feel loved and we've been hosted.
我们在聚会的里面我们就是那样的很简单的环境，那个时候我们没有会所。
In the gathering, we did not own a building.
我们礼拜五是在弟兄姊妹家里面聚会。
Fridays we would gather at brothers or sisters' house.
礼拜二、礼拜四也是弟兄姊妹家里面聚会。
Also Tuesday nights and Thursday nights meeting, we also gather in brothers and sisters' house.
主日我们租一个地方，结果呢后来因为小孩子把东西弄坏了，被人赶走了。
On Lord's Day, we would rent a place, but at some point, the kids destroyed some of their property, and we've been chased out.
所以甚至有一个时期呢，我们掰饼在一个地方，聚会呢是走两个 block 到另外一个地方去聚会。
And there was a period we would have bread breaking at one place, and then afterwards we have to walk two blocks to another place for the following meeting.
而且弟兄姊妹有时候我们的创客里面，我没有车啊，这个 William 有车。创里面还要放一些铁凳子，因为我们凳子不够，要搬来搬去来聚会。
And some of the brothers and sisters who would have cars in the trunk, they would have to carry some of the metal chairs around because they don't have enough chairs in either place.
但是主就是在这种艰难的环境里面建造了出一批我们这些现在都是老头子，也在教会里面负责的人。
And in such harsh or difficult times, and the Lord has built up and edified a group of us who now have become rather older or elder or serving or leading brothers.
但是我们实实在在知道，在那些年日的里面，有年长的弟兄姊妹，他们付了极大的代价来照顾神家里的人。
And we know that there those days there are these elder brothers and members in the body who would pay a price to care for the members in God's house.
就早上今天孙弟兄讲的，忠心在神的家里面。
And this is what our brother son mentioned this morning, the faithful ones, the ones who are faithful in God's house.
我记得有时候我去 因为我后来我的银行上班去银行存这个奉献款, 一个月的奉献款很少。
And later on, I would help. I would work in the banks, and I would help deposit the offerings every week to the bank. And I know the amount of deposit is very small.
但是神的工人一直是全心全力的在那里牧养他的群羊，没有看外面的工作的庞大或者一些回报。
And God's servant is with his full heart and wholeheartedly he served the flock of God. He did not look on the outward factors or environment.
我觉得直到1979年, 我们才头一次买了Cancer Street的会所。
Not until 1979, the first time we purchased a property that's a church building on Kansas Street.
弟兄姊妹, 那个时候我们人不多的,
That time we don't have that many people.
那王弟兄那个时候他有一个感觉，说神的神是丰富的，所以呢，教会不需要借钱。哎呀，这个是买会所，没有听说不要借钱的。
At that time, our brother Wong said, "God is abundant. He decided we did not need to borrow any money, and at that time is not heard of that we would not anybody who would purchase a property without borrowing money."
结果到 closing 的时候，我们刚刚够。
On the day of closing, we have just enough.
所以我们看到，当人在神面前。 大大张口的时候，神就用他的丰满在他的家中显出来。And
when men open up your mouth towards God, and God will fill us, fill them with the fullness, and greatly manifest Himself.
我一直是被年轻的时候是被弟兄姊妹来接待。And
when I was younger, I kept being hosted or enjoyed the hospitality of brothers and sisters.
后来结婚有个地方，那我们的家也接待各处的弟兄姊妹。
And so later I got married, our house would also be open up to host other brothers and sisters.
我觉得这是一个非常蒙恩的一件事情。
I feel this is a matter of great blessing.
因为那个时候有什么传道人来，早期是没有人把他们放在后跳的啊。At
that time, when there were speakers or God's servant, when they were traveling by, they were it wasn't the practice to put them up in a hotel.
都是在弟兄姊妹的家里面。And
they would all be hosted by brother or sister's house.
你知道这个是多么大的一个恩蒙恩的机会。
Do you know how great an opportunity it is for you to be blessed?
因为你可以近距离地接触神的仆人们。
Because you get into contact with God's servant in at a very close distance.
不知不觉地，你就在他们身上收到他们所有的经历、见识与丰富。
And unconsciously or unawares to them, you would gain their experience, their knowledge, their richness.
我刚才说，我们这些年轻人要有良心啊。
And I said earlier that our young people should have a conscience.
我们一直的接受恩典，但是当我们有机会的时候，我们在那里，我们就接待，付出一点，弟兄姊妹，你就看到。 这个投资啊，是的 return 非常高的啊。And
when we would start off by receiving and receiving, receiving much grace, but when we have the chance, we should give back a little, and this is actually the greatest investment you can make.
因为他们的身上，你碰到的是他们 几十年所积蓄的主耶稣的丰富。
Because upon coming into contact with them, you would gain the richness, the fullness that they have accumulated over decades.
而且他们个个都不一样。
And they're all different.
啊，我记得有一次一个我接待一个中国的传道人，他在我家里面待睡觉什么，他把门他都不关门的啊。
And I remember one time I was hosting a brother from mainland China, and he was staying in my house, and he would never close his door.
我说你我们外边可能有声音，您睡觉，好把门关上。他说我可以关门吗？这是你的家呀。
And I said, well, maybe you want to close your door so that the noises outside would not disturb you. And he said, oh, this is your house. Am I allowed to close the door?
弟兄姊妹，你看他们是非常严谨的啊，生活，我们有的时候也不能太随便。
Brothers and sisters, you see how strict a life and they keep to themselves. And sometimes we should not be so relaxed and casual.
有一次我到纽约市那边教会安排我住在一对老弟兄的夫妇。
And one time I was in New Jersey, they arranged for me to stay with an older couple there.
这个弟兄呢，很严肃地跟我讲，他说欢迎你来住在我家，但是你不要把这里当作是你的家。
The older brother said to me very solemnly and said, you're welcome to stay at my house, but don't treat this as my house, or your house. Don't treat it as your house.
我吓了一跳，我说我刚进门就做错什么事情。
I was a bit taken aback and I didn't know something that I did wrong.
他说这里就是你的家。哦，我才松了一口气。
He said, don't pretend this is your house, but it is your house. And then I was relieved.
弟兄姊妹，就是在这样的一个神的家里面，我们给带到尝到一点基督的丰富。
And in such a way, in the household of God, we can taste a little bit of that fullness and richness of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们在 San Bruno 聚会也是很多年了。
And brothers and sisters, we gathered in San Bruno for many years.
我记得我们刚刚开始在 San Francisco 注册的时候，我们特别选了这个名字叫 House of God in San Francisco。
I remember when we first registered our assembly in San Francisco, we registered it under the name House of God in San Francisco。
我们特别用这个 in 不是 of， 因为我们只是在 San Francisco 的一个神的家聚会的地方。
We intentionally use the word in San Francisco and not of San Francisco to mean that it is one of the maybe many houses in San Francisco.
所以我们就是这样在教导的里面，我们看到是要进到众圣徒的里面。
And it's such teaching that brings us the insight that we are with together with all the saints.
也就是说，不光光是我们自己这一个小小的聚会。
That is to say, it's not only us; we are a small assembly.
我们是要进到所有神的儿女们的当中。
But we are entering into all children of God.
我记得我们每一次有特别聚会的时候
，I remember every time when we have a special meeting.
王弟兄就特别提醒我们说平时我们主日的讲台多半叫本地的弟兄们在一起来配搭来学习。
And Brother Wong will remind us, and usually on regular meetings we would have our local brothers and we would work together and we would have our learnings.
但是特别聚会，比如冬运会。
But during a special meeting like a winter conference,
我们主要的讲员都是从各处外地来请来的。
And we will invite speakers from outside of the area.
因为我们觉得基督的身体是太丰富了。
Because we feel that the body of Christ is truly so abundant.
我们都有我们自己某一方面神给我们的恩典，但是我们不够丰富。
We all have our unique grace from God, but we don't feel that's rich enough.
所以我们要接纳所有爱主、按着神心意、为耶稣基督身体做见证的弟兄姊妹在一起聚会。
So we will accept and receive brothers and sisters, all who love the Lord and who testify for the Lord, we would invite them.
所以我们就是在这样的环境里面，我们有以前是夏令会，后来变成冬令会。
So under such circumstances, we started with summer conferences and later we changed it into winter conference.
孙弟兄昨天跟我讲啊, 我以为我是1974年第一次见到他。
And Brother Sun was talking to me yesterday, and I thought our first meeting occurred in 1974.
他说1973年年底啊, 那个时候我是 undergrad, 就来这里。 参加过学生冬令会，是整个西海岸的。他说他也在那里，我不认识他。But
he reminded me in 1973 there was a winter conference for students on the west coast, and I was there, and he was here, but I did not know him back then.
Mount Hermon 这个地方，昨天 Mac 问有谁是1987年在这里的，好像举手的人并不多。
And yesterday, Brother Mac asked us, 1987, anybody was here during that time at Mount Hermon.
你不知道的，那是第二届的WCCC美西特别聚会，就在这里。And
you, not many of you raised your hands, but if you didn't know, it was the second year that we had West Coast Christian Conference. It was held here.
其实我们本来在湾区的冬令会，我们是夏令会。 因为冬天这里整天下雨啊，又什么？我们是在夏天，天气好很多。Actually,
original the Bay Area Christian Conference would be held in the summers because in the winter we would have wet and rainy seasons. Be easier in the summer and the weather is better.
但是后来因为夏天有西岸聚会，那我们一停下来，那个场地就没有了，所以我们最后还是决定改成冬令会。
What happens because every few years we would host the West Coast Christian Conference, and then we would not have our own Bay Area Conference and Christian Conference, and we would lose our site. So we changed it into winter.
So 以前我们在 Labor Day 经常有夏令会，都是请各处的弟兄们来交通。
In the past, we would have summer conference also during the Labor Day weekend. We would invite speakers from outside.
我特别记得1975年也在 Santa Cruz 另外一个地方，我们请了林三刚跟赵竹君弟兄在这里。我还记得他们讲到我忘，我不记得了。他们讲的笑话我还记得。I
remember what 1975. 1975, we had invited Brother Lin and Brother Zhao. I don't remember what they shared, but I remember the jokes they shared.
那个时候我们生活比较艰苦，两个讲员是放在一间房的啊。
And that time we were not as affluent. The two speakers were placed in to share one room.
所以他们在讲台上就讲讲笑话，怕我们是睡觉啊。And
they were afraid that we would fall asleep. They would share some jokes.
这个张竹君弟兄就说林弟兄很有爱心，就叫我先睡觉，因为他睡觉打呼，等我睡着了，他再把我吵醒。But
John said, shared that Brother Lin would have much love and showing much care for him and asked him to fall asleep first so that he could, because he himself would snore, but then he would go to sleep next and so he could wake him up with his snores.
我们实在看到在过去这些年里, 由于西岸聚会的关系,
we truly see that in the past years because of the West Coast Christian Conference.
那是86年, 就是85年的时候，孙弟兄有负担邀请江弟兄到西岸来服侍在西岸的弟兄姊妹。
1985 or 86, Brother Sun had desire to invite Brother Stephen Kong to the West Coast to release his message and share his messages here.
因为江弟兄在83年跟 85年在香港跟新加坡有个远东的侍奉聚会, 孙弟兄那里得着一些光，就希望把江弟兄请来。
And so, because in 1983-85, there were the Far East Service Conference held in Hong Kong and Singapore, and Brother Sun were there, and he received some light, and he desired to invite Brother Kong to share his messages with us here.
然后江弟兄经过祷告一个月，他答应来。
After Brother Kong prayed for a month, and he answered and agreed to come.
然后孙弟兄就来到湾区。还有到洛杉矶，我们三个地方一起在事务上来配搭江弟兄的这样的服事。
So, Brother Sun would come to the Bay Area, also went to LA, Los Angeles, and so three places we would work together handle the logistics so that we could together serve.
然后属灵的主题讲员都是江弟兄的夫妇。
And the spiritual part and the theme for the speakers would be Brother Kong, who would be in charge.
我们本来就各处都是自己一个聚会，那个一个聚会，但是因为这样的一个聚会，就把神的儿女们能够有机会聚在一起，彼此的有交通。
And originally, all these different assemblies, gatherings, we will all be meeting on our own. We did not have too many communications. But because of this conference, we are all work together, united, and we would have a fellowship with each other.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为我们现在有这样的聚会是好像很平常，这个是不是每一个世代都有的？
Brothers and sisters, do not take lightly that we have the opportunity for us to gather in such conferences. It's not available to all different other generations.
这样的聚会不单是在把神永远的旨意、教会的见证很明显的成为各处聚会的一个方向跟一个这样的一个指引。
And for the eternal purpose of God and for the testimony of the church, it points out a clear direction for the churches to grow towards.
而且这里不是一个组织，这里是一个属灵的交通。
It is not an organization, it's a spiritual fellowship.
所以今天我们这些人能够有份于在这个服事上面，弟兄姊妹，你知不知道这是一个多么大的恩典，盛装基督身体的丰富的一条路。
And brothers and sisters, we have such a, do you realize how great, a tremendous a grace that we have the opportunity to hold, to contain, to receive this grace from God and becomes a way for us to walk upon.
所以弟兄姊妹，每年弟兄姊妹都付很多的代价来参加这些聚会，叫我们在主面前，主给我们的光不单能够持守，而且越来越明亮。
And brothers and sisters are paying a price every year to come to this conference and to put this conference together. Not only to hold fast to this light, but for this light to shine brighter and brighter.
其实这一次我的负担就是要在基督的身体里面，与众圣徒超越地界的来明白基督的爱是多么的长阔高深，多么的丰富。
And this is my burden this time, actually. It is for the body of Christ. It is beyond different regions that we come together and that we would be rooted in his love and understand the breadth and the length and the height and the depth of this love.
神的旨意是得着他的家，然后把他的国度显在地上。
God's will is to gain his house and then spread his kingdom on earth.
而且基督的身体是一个。
And then the body of Christ is one.
我们在不同的地方，我们来为主做见证，我们来盛装他给我们的那一份。
In different localities, we would be to become his testimony.
我这个零零碎碎的啊，我可能要回过头来再讲一点。
And I'm sharing
早期的故事。
Sharing in bits and pieces, I might go back and share some earlier stories.
这条线还是怎么样进到身体里面所享受的丰富。
And this thread is how to enter into the body and with all the saints and to enjoy the fullness of Christ.
1974年我还是做本科生啊，因为暑假我要逃难，就逃到 LA 去住了两个礼拜。
In 1974, I was actually fleeing to LA, and I had to go to LA and stay there for 2 weeks.
因为我们在这里聚会，有一个同学，他偶尔来聚会，他要结婚，请我呢在婚礼里面帮忙做usher.
A friend of mine, a fellow student, who would come to the church sometimes, and so he or she's going to get married, and he's going to invite me to be an usher in his wedding.
因为他比我高班啊，那他请了我，我觉得很 honor. 后来我发现，跟他结婚这个人，不是基督徒，我里面就过不去。
He's a few years older than me. I was honored to be invited to help him as an usher. But later on, I found out his wife-to-be was not a Christian.
His husband.
Her husband was not a Christian.
And I did not feel peace.
And at that time, I was very strict about the believer and non-believer. They should not be yoked together.
我虽然是做usher。但是我里面有个感觉，我说这是神所不喜悦的，你在这件事情上有份。
Even though I was just invited as an usher, but in my heart I feel that I clearly understand this is something not pleasing to the Lord, and for a believer to be joined as an unbeliever, you should not be part of it.
那我面子也不好看，也不敢跟他讲，所以我就说，哎呀，正好那个时候我们认识魏建章弟兄，他。请我们去 LA 参加特会，那我就找了十天，就逃到 LA 去了，住在门徒之家。
And I did not feel good refusing her just on like that, and so I just told her that I was invited to go to LA for a special meeting by Brother Wei, who was in LA at that time, and so I left 10 days early to go to LA and stayed at the disciples' house.
那个时候。那里有好多位全时间服侍的青年人，有几位姊妹是以前在 Berkeley 认识的，孙弟兄是当时最年长的青年人，我们都是二十几岁，他已经31了。
At that time, there were quite a few young people staying there. There were a group, then also some sisters staying there. And most of us are in our 20s. At that time, Brother Sun was staying there as the oldest one of the group. And at that time, he was 31.
我那一次的经历就开阔了我一些属灵的见识与看见。
At that time,that experience of mine had opened up in my spiritual knowledge and understanding.
因为那里实在是有好多位是全时间服侍的青年人。
And because there are many young people there who are serving the Lord full time.
如果你们知道的话，其中我们诗歌里面有很多是他写的那个Mimi Lam。林姐妹也在其中的一位。
And some of you know that in our hymnary book, many hymns that she wrote, Sister Mimi Lam, she was one of the sisters there.
我在那里就尝到什么叫做弟兄姊妹和睦同居，什么叫一起追求啊，好像有要求的啊，在一起来我那大概是十天。
And I, at that place, I tasted how good it is for brothers and sisters to live together in harmony, and we would pursue together, and I spent 10 days there.
我想两年特会，我都有七四七五都去过。那个时候，弟兄们把那个石柏克的同工 Roger Forrester 请来，我还记得一年讲参孙，一年讲以西结书， 都是非常有光的一些的信息。
And I have attended the conference there both in 1974 and 75. Both conferences, they invited Brother Sparks' co-worker, Robert Forster, and he was sharing on Samson, I remember, one year, and the next year he shared upon Ezekiel.
你知道我祷告为什么声音比较大呢?
And do you know why I would pray so loud?
就是跟着孙弟兄在特会之前在那里大声的祷告。
And because I follow Brother Sun before the meeting that we will pray very loudly.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在是进到超越地方的基督的身体里面，主给我们的那些东西是超过我们所求所想的。
And we have gone beyond our earthly boundaries and by localities we were together. And what the Lord has given to us is beyond and surpass what we could understand.
弟兄姊妹，当你跟爱主的人在一起，有不单聚会，还有生活，还有近距离的接触的时候
，When you're not only meeting with these brothers and sisters who love the Lord, you live together, you're in very close proximity with them, you're pursuing the Lord together.
你不知不觉，你就被感染。
And unknowingly, you would be it's contagious.
Yeah, yeah. 你里面也受吸引。
You'll be drawn from within.
你就觉得其他的世界对于年轻人来讲有很多的吸引。
And everything else in the world, it might be attractive to young people.
但是。它是美者中的最美，它比蜜更甘甜。
But he is the fairest of all of all the fair ones, and he is sweeter than honey.
就是这样的，在不单一个地方，而且进到真正的什么叫做众圣徒的里面的时候。
And not only in one particular place, but enter into with all the saints.
我参加过28次 Richmond 的 Family Conference.
I have attended the Richmond Conference 28 times.
弟兄姊妹，当我91年蒙召92年全时间出来服事的时候
，When I was called in 1991 and in 92, I became a full-time servant.
那个时候我里面有一个感觉，我说我要怎么样来更好的学习呢？因为我们也没有读过什么神学啊，各种各样的训练。
And I was wondering how I could be serving better, and I did not go to formal training or Bible seminary, no training formally.
我在读本科的时候呢，曾经有一些的神的仆人。就是觉得我应该出来全世界侍奉主，给我很多很多的。我以前讲过这些的见证，我这里就不讲了啊。
As an undergraduate, I was encouraged and advised by many servants of God and told me that I should come out to serve God full time. And I've shared those stories before.
那个时候，我每次从外面回来，因为我有两年在 Davis 啊离开这里。但是我一放假就跑到王弟兄家去住。
And for 2 years, I did go to study at UC Davis, but every time when there was a break, I would live in Brother Wang's house.
我就告诉他啊，这个人这么讲，这个人这么讲，说我应该全时间出外服事。那王弟兄后来就问我一句话。
And I told him, oh, such so-and-so brother has encouraged me to give myself full-time to the ministry, and another brother told me this and that. I would tell all this to Brother Wang.
王弟兄说，主怎么跟你讲？
And Brother Wang would ask me, what did the Lord say to you?
我说，主没有跟我讲。
I said, the Lord didn't tell me anything.
他说，主没有跟你讲，你就应该做什么就做什么。
And he said, if the Lord did not tell you to do anything, then you should do what you should be doing.
你做学生就好好的把书读好，为主做见证。
If you're a student, you will study well and testify for the Lord in that manner.
你工作，你上班，你就把工作做好，来为主做见证。
And if you got a job, you go to work and you do it well, and you will testify to the Lord there.
但是， 你不可以停止在教会里面的侍奉。
But you cannot stop serving in the church.
因为神所用的人，神的工人是从神的教会里面产生的。
Because God's worker or the servant of God comes out from the church.
后来，我这个以前讲过，我就不讲了。我就出来服侍主的时候，我里面就有这样的一个看见。
And I will not go into detail. I shared this before. So later on, I came out to serve the Lord full time and have this vision or insight.
我说美国做医生啊，每年都要50个钟头的 continue education.
And I said, as a doctor in the United States, you're supposed to have 50 hours of continual education.
其实我们服侍主啊，比做医生还困难的啊。
Actually, for us who are servants of God, it's harder than being a doctor.
所以我的继续的追求呢，除了自己以外，就是参加各种的聚会。
And so for my continual education, apart from my individual private ones, I would go and attend all kinds of meetings.
所以我就去 Richmond 也住过在 Mac 弟兄的家里面，也在那里 被接待过。
And I went to Richmond. I stayed in Brother Mac's house. I've been hosted there.
我在那里，我后来呢，我说你们，我来聚会呢，你们不要给我安排任何的服事。我在这里是进修休息。
And I told them, please do not arrange for me to plan for me to serve in any service. I would be here to as a retreat and to.
因为很多这所谓的传道人呐、如果你不请他服事，他不去参加这种聚会的。
Because there are some preachers out there. If they are not invited to speak or share, then they will not attend the meeting.
但是我是去学习的。
But I'm there to learn.
我们一直需要在聚会里面一起跟众圣徒来追求的。
And we need to pursue together with all the saints in the meetings.
所以前几年吴和西弟兄的安息聚会，他女儿就邀请我去交通一点。跟吴弟兄在各种特会里面的服侍。
And a few years ago, in the memorial service for Brother Jose Wu, his daughter invited me to share a little the experience of how Brother Wu and I together, Brother Jose and I served together.
我稍微就回去数算了一下。
So I went back to count.
我参加江弟兄的特会，跟吴弟兄在一起的有80次。
And the conferences I attend with, where Brother Kong together with Brother Jose Wu, we've been together in those conferences 80 times.
然后如果只是江弟兄的聚会，我会发现我参加过100次。
And if it's just counting Brother Kong only, that's 100 times.
我里面实在觉得，这种的机会，当然我们自己要去把握。
I truly feel that these are opportunities maybe we need to grab hold of.
那你们说，哎呀，我没有你这个福气，我怎么办呢？
And you might ask, well, I am not as blessed as you are. What do we do?
我记得有一次，康登弟兄跟年轻的弟兄姊妹讲。
I remember one time Brother Dana Condon has shared with the younger brothers and sisters.
从1986年到2019年，你把西岸聚会江弟兄所有的信息好好的听一遍，你比念几年神学还有用。
He said, if you had listened to all the messages from 1986 to 2019, all the messages Brother Kong shared during West Coast Christian Conference, if you listen to them well, it's even better than if you spend a few years in a Bible seminar.
弟兄姊妹，我愿意跟弟兄姊妹讲，我们这个时代能够遇到这样的执事，这是神给我们一个极大的丰富。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you, in this generation of ours, we encounter such a ministry, and it is a great, tremendous grace that God has given us.
你们如果读中文的，你要好好的去读圣经的话，王弟兄66卷书，他都有写 一些的参考资料都能够给我们有很大的帮助。
And for those of you who read Chinese, for Brother Wang, for all 66 books of the Bible, he has commentaries or notes or transcriptions that you could read.
我呢是比较有特别的 privilege 或者比较偷懒，我就可以去参加这个聚会，听到这么多的信息而得着供应。
And I would be not as diligent, but I would go and attend the meetings myself and listen to these messages, and I would be edified.
我觉得基督的丰富是已经在我们这一群人面前摆出来。
I feel the richness of Christ has been placed before us in this particular group.
那我们今天在主的跟前，如果我们是有心来更多的得着主的话，我们实实在在知道主已经给我们预备各种各样的 channel 啊，方便我们可以追求，我们可以进到基督的丰富里面去。
I feel that for us today, if we have a heart to pursue, the Lord has given us all kinds of channels prepared for us that we can use to enter into this abundance, this richness.
有很多弟兄姊妹这个觉得我是一个很蒙恩的人。
A lot of brothers and sisters feel that I'm a very blessed person.
我承认，其实你回来看看你自己，你也是一个很蒙恩的人。
I confess that it is the case, but if you look at yourself, you are also blessed.
那我有的时候就想，主为什么这么恩待我？
Sometimes I would think, why would the Lord be so gracious to me?
那我有什么好处？到底还是有我觉得可能我还有一点好处啊。
Do I have any strength that would account for it?
我觉得就是在我年轻的时候，不知道为什么我里面有一个愿意讨主喜悦的心。
And I don't know why in my youth I feel that in my heart I have the willingness inside of me to please the Lord.
我记得当时有一位年长的姊妹，非常严格的啊，
remember,
对我非常好。
There is an older sister amongst us, and she's very strict, but she was treated me very well.
因为她的年轻的时候失败过。所以她一生受很多苦。
And because in her youth, she encountered some failure, and she suffered because of that.
她说：“你要不要跟我一样学功课 ？In the hard way， 就是这么辛苦才学到功课，受这么多苦。”
She didn't want me to repeat what she did. She said, "Do you want to learn your lessons the hard way?" And then you would suffer.
我说，我怕痛，我不愿意受苦。
And I said, I'm afraid of pain. I don't want to suffer.
他说，如果你不愿意受这么多苦，你就要听话。
And she said, if you do not want to suffer, then you listen to the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果有好处，我就是因为我怕吃苦，所以比较听主的话。
And if there's any strength I can speak of, it's because I'm afraid of suffering, so I would be more obedient to the Lord's words.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得我们在主面前听主的话，顺服，这是一条可以说是捷径吧。
Brothers and sisters, I feel that to listen and to obey the Lord's words, it's a shortcut.
其实主不愿意我们受苦。
The Lord does not want us to suffer.
如果你在主面前有一个柔软一点的心，
If you have a softer heart before the Lord,
主实在是把他更多的丰富要给我们。
And he wants to give you more of his abundance.
但是这几天孙弟兄讲的，天国是努力进入的。
And these few days, our brother Sun has been sharing that we need to enter into the kingdom of heaven by force.
代价是要付的。
You need to pay the price.
弟兄姊妹， 如果你在主面前没有为主放下过什么
Brothers and sisters, if you did not give up anything for the Lord,
或者是特别是在亲情方面你没有办法胜过的话
Or maybe you cannot overcome the bonds of your relationship with your family.
弟兄姊妹，我稍微讲一点，比如我们家我六个孩子，我是老五，大家都很宠我的小儿子。
And in my family, there are six siblings. I am number five, and I'm the young on the younger side. And they all took care and loved me and took care of me.
但是我是在一个不信主的家人。
And they like to spoil me, and I came from a non-believer family.
啊，你不要以为我们因着我信主跟他们。有一点的关系，我们感情不好，我们现在还很好。我们几个兄弟姐妹每个星期通三次，哇塞！
And even though I believe in the Lord and they're not, but we our relationships are still very good. We even when we are so old, we would contact each other three times a week. We would talk to each other three times a week.
但是他们对于这个他们爱的小儿子失望过。
But they are disappointed in this young son, young brother.
当然，我出来全世界服侍，放弃银行的 CEO， 对他们来讲是一个多么不值得的事情。
Of course, for them, that they find out that I want to give up my CEO position in a bank and to become a full-time servant, for them, it's something really not worthy for me to do.
他们不能够明白，也一直对我失望的一件事。
This is something that they could not understand, and they were very disappointed.
还有一件就是，当我妈妈过世的时候。
Another thing is when my mom passed away.
我没有回去香港。
I did not go back to Hong Kong.
因为这是我一直心里面，因为我们家是一个很传统的这个北方人，这个又办起这些丧事啊，这个所有的这些什么和尚啊，这些东西通通都有的。
And because I came from a very traditional Chinese family from the north, and when they hold a memorial service, a funeral, they would have all the monks and they go the whole nine yards.
我妈妈病，感谢主，其实我一直为她祷告，也跟她传过福音，她没有表示，所以我们也实在知道她应该没有接受。
And when my mom was ill, I also prayed for her and preached the gospel to her, but she never showed that she accepted. So, and she probably did not believe and was not saved.
但是她，我一直为了这件事情在主面前祷告，求主来管理。
And kept praying to the Lord regarding this, and may the Lord be in charge.
但是她病重在医院几个月。我从旧金山飞回去三次来看望她。
And she stayed in the hospital a few months before she passed, and I flew back from San Francisco back to Hong Kong to visit her three times.
当我回来不久，她就过世了。
And so the last time when I returned back here, not long later, she passed.
那我大哥比我大十一岁啊，
My eldest brother.
是长兄为父。他就打电话给我，他说：“我希望你回来。”
And my eldest brother, who's 11 years older, he's like a father, and he called me and said, "I hope you will come back."
但是呢，他说他知道我当时的信仰，因为我从来也不拜啊，也不怎么样。他说：“如果你回来，你就要跟着我们。”
And he knew of my faith, and he knew I never bowed with them and do all the practice there like them. So he said, if you come back home, then you have to follow what we do.
如果你不跟我们，你就不要回来。
And he told me, if you do not follow what we do, do not come back.
我在主面前为了这件事情，其实我们家的感情很深的。
And for this matter, in my family, it's been a struggle because we are very close emotionally in the family.
而且我已经最近刚回去啊， 所以从人情上来讲，我也尽了儿子的那一份。
And I also just paid a visit there, so from the point of view as a son, I've done my part.
所以他很明显说，如果你不跟着我们在一起，你就不要回来。
And because he clearly stated, if you are not doing what we do, then do not come back.
然后跟着呢，我二哥就打电话来。
And then the second eldest brother called me.
他说呢，你回不回去你自己就决定，但是我一定回去。不然的话，我怕我后悔。
And he said, well, you make your own decision about whether you will return or not, but I will go back because I'm afraid that I may regret if I don't.
就他这个软的压力给我更大。
So there from him, there's another kind of pressure in a soft way.
所以那天我就做个决定，我说我主已经开路了，叫我可以不回去。
So that day I made the decision. They have opened up the way for me not to go back. I should not jump into a trap like that.
Fanny 知道我很痛苦。
Fanny knew that I was in great pain.
所以她就出去了为我祷告。以前我一个人在家里大哭过一场。
And she left, and she would pray for me, and she left me by myself, so I cried for that day.
我们实在知道，我们跟随主，就算我是多么一个蒙恩的人，但是我们还是要付一点代价的。
And we know that when we follow the Lord, no matter how blessed as I am, there is still a price to pay.
有的时候这个亲情啊，有的时候你家里的人是你的仇敌，从一个角度上来讲，这是主的话。
Sometimes that closeness in the family from some point of view, it could also be a price to pay.
所以马太福音六章三十三节，你们要先求你的国跟你的义，这一切主都要加给你。
And in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
我实在感谢主，当我追求信主的时候，我家里的人对我已经有很多话了，因为听说我整天就跑教会。
I thank the Lord. When I first believed in the Lord, my family members would have comments, and they said, oh, I hear you spend a lot of time going to church.
你信耶稣就信吧，不要信得那么迷啊。
They said, well, yeah, you just be a regular believer. Don't go be obsessed about it.
那个时候我还没有全时间服侍，他们已经听说了我在教会里面。
I wasn't a full-time servant back then yet, but they heard about it. I spent a lot of time in church.
但是感谢主，后来我也不知道怎么样，在银行里面换，就做得很好。
And I did not know what happened. And thank the Lord, I was working in the bank, and I was doing well.
因为家人都是希望你，这个光宗耀祖啊，你成功的啊，对不对
？And your family, of course, want you to do well and bring glory to the family name.
结果我这个整天跑教会的，结果后来我有一段日子挣的钱呢，比我这个哈佛博士的哥哥跟哈佛博士的妹妹挣钱都多。
And even though I spent a lot of time going to church, but at that period when I was making a lot of money, even making more money than my sibling, my older brother who is a doctor from Harvard, and a younger sister who also got a doctorate degree from Harvard, and I made more than them.
我们实在知道，主是信实的。当你先求他的国跟他的义的时候，我们其他的事情，他说是都加给你们。
And we know our Lord is faithful. You know, when we first seek His kingdom and His righteousness, all these other things He will be adding unto you.
弟兄姊妹，当我们后来这些年，我经常有机会也到别的地方去看望教会。我们也在那里有一点点的服侍。
And so in the later years, we would go visit in other churches and we would serve over there.
我实在觉得很多时候，当我们出去服侍的时候啊，我觉得不是我们给人家有什么东西，是弟兄姊妹供应我们服侍的人。
I truly feel that when we have the opportunity to go elsewhere to visit and to serve them, it's not that we're trying to supply or provide, make provisions for them, but it is they who are making provision for us and serving us.
神在各处的地方都有他的工作。
And God has his work in all different locations.
我刚才讲过 74年 我在 LA 的那一段日子给我很大的一个帮助
I mentioned 1974 in LA that period had given me much help
比如说我到英国啊 在 Southampton 那里有一个小的聚会 他们也给我们很多的帮助
And in my visit to England in Southampton in a small gathering there, and they have also helped me greatly.
我记得有一年，因为我到那边的时间很紧张啊，因为我不想离开家太久。
And I remember we were there 1 year on a very tight schedule because I don't want to leave our home for a very long period.
我早上在东伦敦有一点交通。 然后 Southampton 的弟兄们开两个半钟头车来到东伦敦，然后聚完会，在车上吃饭，就把我带回到Southampton 下午有聚会。
And so one Sunday I was sharing in East London, and then a brother from Southampton drove 2.5 hours to come pick me up from East London. We will eat a lunch on the way, and so we would end up in Southampton in the afternoon, and I would share there.
这不是一次，差不多每经常每一次去都是这样，他们付代驾。你说那个路程很远的，来这样一天开这么久，来。 带我去聚会
And not just one time, almost every time I go there, this is the pattern, and I'll be taken on a trip to this this Southampton. This is so far, just 2.5 hours drive each way. This is how they would serve.
我在那里我就看到什么是神的家
And there I would see what is the house of God.
他们人不多，也是没有自己的会所，但是每一次聚完会，大家都留在一起吃饭、交通。
They're not big in numbers, and not that many of them, but every time they don't have their own church building, but every time after the meeting, they would want to stay around, they would fellowship with each other, they don't want to leave.
他们每一次都自己胖了，我肚子饿了，感谢主，现在要谢饭祷告，我就有饭吃了，结果还没有饭吃。
Actually, they would every gathering they would have a potluck, and then you would give thanks for the meal. And I'm really hungry and wanted to eat. Actually, I don't have time to eat.
结果他们从小到大，大概有七八个人，要好像祷告会一样，祷告这么多人祷告完了才有饭吃。
And I thought they would just give one short prayer before the meal, but from the younger to the older, they would have 7 or 8 prayer before they could start eating.
那实在是一个家的感觉啊！It
is a feeling of home.
啊，现在他们进步了一点。每一次去呢，只有三个人祷告。Now
they have grew a bit better. That every time I go there, only 3 people will pray.
而且他们这个三个人呢是不一样的，一个是广东话，一个是普通话，一个是英语。And
the 3 would be in 3 different languages: in the Cantonese, in Mandarin, and in English.
啊。 所以弟兄姊妹，你就看到神的家的丰富啊。Brothers
and sisters, you see the abundance in the house of God.
我记得有一年我在那里是礼拜一晚上有聚会，然后礼拜五就走了。结果礼拜一晚上，年轻人都来了。
I remember 1 year I was there because I was leaving on a Tuesday, but Monday evening there's a meeting and all the young people showed up.
后来那是 during the semester， 那个是在学校在开学的时候。And
it was during the school weeks.
后来我才知道，原来那个时候他们在考高考，结果那个三个考高考的男生都来了。
And at that time, it was during the A-levels they were taking, and it was a very tight time there. But all three young brother who was taking A-levels at that time, they showed up in the meeting.
如果我原来我这样讲啊，可能在我们这里啊，还是要去啊。父母都说你不要去啊，明天考高考啊。结果我第二年去问呢，这个几个学生都是拿九个 A。
Forgive me for saying so, but brothers and sisters here, they might not want their kids to go and take the O levels if they had the exam the next day, and probably they don't want them to go to the meetings. The next year, I return and find out for these young students, they all got 9 A's in the O levels.
今年来，我每年 Thanksgiving 我到纽约去啊，有好几个地方有传福音。
And so this year, Thanksgiving, I went to New York and I go to different locations and share the gospel. And I've been going to Flushing for 13 years.
那最近这几年有今年跑一个星期跑过四个地方。
This year, for one week, I was at four different locations.
我讲这些不是说我有什么本事，我愿意带出一个点来。
I'm sharing this not to boast of what I have, what talents I have, or anything, but I want to bring out a point.
你知道纽约呀，这种塞车跟过桥，过一个桥要给20几块。
And you know, in New York,
我在纽约从来没有开过车，都是弟兄姊妹送我。
And you know, in New York, the traffic is pretty bad, and you have to pay tolls, and sometimes you go through the bridge, you have to pay $20, but I never drove there. It was all brothers and sisters driving me.
你知道弟兄姊妹那个爱心接待啊，然后他们付这些代价，其实我在那里就是舒舒服服在车上啊，预备一下。
The love and hospitality of the brothers and sisters, they are paying this price and driving me around. I was actually relaxing and quite comfortable sitting in my car.
其实我们出去服侍，我实在觉得，一方面，我感觉到在家里弟兄姊妹跟 Fanny 一直在祷告里面来扶持我，所以我出去我里面觉得不是很大压力。
And so when I go out to serve, I would know that brothers and sisters back home and Sister Fanny, they were praying for me, that they would sustain me through their prayers. And so when I go out there, I don't feel that big a pressure. And I.
但是你在各处每个点，你就看到有不同的神的作为。
And in all different localities, you see the unique work of God.
我最近这几年，我在 Brooklyn 那边也有一点传福音的服侍。
In recent years, I also served in Brooklyn.
你知道他们那里啊，都是新移民，
you know,
而且那个小小的会所，200人。
You know, they are filled with new immigrants there, and in their small building, they will be crowded with 200 people.
而且呢，他们是。早上11点传福音感恩节，然后跟着做一大堆菜，请这些福音朋友来吃。
And at 11 o'clock in the morning, they will have a gospel meeting, and then they would have prepared a lot of food and dishes and invite their gospel friends.
你知道他们可以请那么多福音朋友来听福音，你知道他付多少的代价吗？
Do you know how big a price they pay in order to invite so many gospel friends to come together to hear the gospel?
我们很多弟兄姊妹都很羡慕，他们有这么多福音朋友等我来。
A lot of brothers and sisters are envious how they have so many gospel friends.
但是你知道，他们在后面付出多少的代价、祷告跟邀请。
But do you realize how much they paid, the price they paid behind their prayer and work behind and invite them over?
因为我现在比较少啊，我从94年第一次到中国去看望家庭及教会。
So starting from 1994, I would go visit in mainland China, the house churches there.
我想因着一些年长弟兄的原因呢， 就认识特别是在上海浙江一带很多神所中心使用的一些像中心的老仆人。
Because of the older brethren, and I've got to know a lot of brothers and sisters in Shanghai and all along the coast in Zhejiang, very faithful servant, older faithful servant of the Lord.
我每一次跟这些老弟兄们交通的时候呢，我里面就他们要我去讲，我实在说，我在他们面前好像一个小孩子一样。
And every time when I fellowship with these elder brethren, they want me to share, to speak, but I feel like I'm a small child before them.
因为他们里面的那个经历跟对主那个绝对的心呢、啊、叫我们觉得我们在海外的弟兄姊妹我们很软弱。
And because in their experience, in their absolute attitude before the Lord, would make us feel that we, brothers and sisters overseas, seem weak.
他们里面的那个，因为他们多年来，在煎熬，为主付的代价，你碰到他们里面那个生命，那个丰富跟强度啊。我自己觉得我很软弱。
And because you would touch upon when you encounter them, you would feel that after all these years, some of them spent time in prison and suffered, and you know this is you can feel the strength behind them in their life.
有一次我跟江弟兄，就是见完李天弟兄，我就把我的感觉告诉他。江弟兄说，我也有这种感觉。
And one time after meeting with Brother Li Tianan, I shared this feeling with Brother Kong, and he shared with me, he said, I have the same feeling.
但是这些弟兄们他们是非常的谦卑。
Yet these brethren, they are very humble.
他们愿意跟众圣徒一起来交通。
And they want to fellowship with all the saints.
这些年长的有李天弟兄、杨培之弟兄也来过我们当中，给我们有过分享。
And some of these elder brothers, Brother Lee, Brother Young, they also come among us and shared with us before.
其实这些都有书，都有见证，叫我们年轻一辈的也可以透过这样来接触到教会的丰富。
And actually, these brothers also have written books so that our younger generation, through their writing, their books, can understand through this experience and understand this testimony.
所以这些年来，我说是在主面人的家里面侍奉，其实我一直是觉得我在这里得供应，被成全。
And I feel that all these years, I say that I'm serving in the house of God, yet I feel that in the house of God, I'm the one who's being served, I'm the one who's being perfected.
还有一点呢，我有一点是我愿意再提一下呢，就是我蒙恩呢，还有一个秘诀。
And another point that I like to raise is the reason I'm blessed, there's another secret.
我是喜欢跟年长的人在一起。
I like to spend time with the elder brothers.
这个早上孙弟兄讲啊，这个见识啊，是因着经历才有的。
Brother Sun shared this morning, this understanding comes from experience.
那你跟年长的在一起，他们的经历，他们的见识，就点明了你很多里面。你看不见的。
When you spend time with the older brothers and brothers, you would their experience and their understanding, they would be able to point out and some things that you yourself are not aware of.
我觉得我们现在的年轻人都不够勇敢。
I feel that nowadays the younger people are not as brave.
好像看到我们老头子都好像。点点头就跑了、啊、
When they see us, the older folks, they would try to just nod their heads and they run away.
我们把 Mac 跟孙弟兄请来， 他们两位师母在旁边，其实你们可以找找他们，交通交通，他们愿意跟你们分享他们的经历的。我的意思是，你不要打搅这些讲员啊。
We have invited Brother Mac and Brother Sun, their wives, their sisters also came here. So you can, don't be afraid to go and talk to them and fellowship with them. You mean, maybe you shouldn't disturb the speakers themselves. Actually, the older brothers would like to spend time with the younger generation. When we together enter into the body of Christ,
我们在彼此的交通里面，我们与众圣徒一同来明白神的爱是多么的广阔高深。
And together with all the saints, so we understand the love of Christ, how great, how the its breadth, its length, its depth, and its height.
而且，以弗所书3:19说，并知道这爱是过于人所能测。 测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满你们。
And Ephesians 3:19 says, "And to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God."
今天我们在一个身体的里面。
Today we are in one body.
但愿我们一同来真正的看到，什么叫做进到众圣徒的生活里面。
May we all see together what it means to enter into one body with all the saints.
教会不光光是读经、祷告、唱诗。
And the church is not only just to read the Bible, pray, and to sing together.
教会是有教会的生活。
There is a living, there is a life of church together.
而且生活。 不是只是年轻人跟年轻人在一起，老头子跟老头子在一起。
And this church living is just not for the young people to hang out with the young people and the older people holding out with older.
是叫我们一同来明白。
But together we understand.
进到神的丰富里。
To enter into God's richness.
主，我们感谢你，我们把这些残缺。 一点点的话交在主的手中。Lord,
we thank you with these broken words we commit into your hands.
我们想到这一切都是恩典。We
are reminded all is grace.
人实在没有一点可夸的地方。There
is nothing for man to boast.
但是你把你的名、把你的丰富放在教会里面。Yet
you place your name and your richness within the church.
但愿我们 宝贵，也实实在在能够活在众圣徒的里面。May
we treasure this and live practically and truly with all the saints.
让你一切的丰满充满在我们里面。That
your fullness may fill us.
叫我们实在能够做一个装饰整齐的信徒。So
we can be that bride that's well adorned,
来迎接你的回来,
and to receive your return.
一切的荣耀都归给你,
may all the glory be back unto you.
感恩祷告, 奉耶稣基督的名。
With thanksgiving, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.